Our guest in the cafe this morning is the mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams. Wyman, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, you all are knee-deep in budget matters. Is that right?
We are. It's that time of year for every city and every other government entity.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's appropriate to say things are looking good, if it's a matter of good or bad, but you seem to have a pretty good handle on things.
Well, we're in a financial shape that is not as good as we would all like, but it is stable and predictable. So that's good to report.
Better than the opposite, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So there's a hearing coming up soon?
There is a tax hearing, and that's required when government body adopts a tax rate. And we have to do this each year. And we have, as a council, decided to maintain the current tax rate.
As opposed to, it gets complicated, there's something called the effective tax rate.
Right. Effective is the rate that would produce exactly the same amount of tax income as last year. And we've had a bit of increase in property values, so we don't have to raise taxes to get a little bit more revenue. And that's what we're recommending, is to go ahead and keep the tax rate the same, but take advantage of getting a little more than $40,000, which helps us. We need revenue.
The same tax rate will bring in more revenue.
Yes, because the property values went up just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good position to be in.
It is a good position to be in.
What is the current tax rate?
82 cents per hundred.
Per $100 uh-huh. In property value. And did you say, I think Tuesday, September 6th is the date for the...
Right. 6 p.m. at City Hall will be the hearing, first of two hearings, and we'll set the date for the next one at that time.
And that's a hearing specifically on the tax rate.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Any surprises in the budget? You're relatively new as mayor.
I am relatively new, and this is the first time I've gone through a city budget, but it's set up for... much the same that we had this past year. And as I said, we're a city that needs to increase revenue to take care of a lot of things that are in need of repair or replacement. But we're in a good position to receive a new city manager who will lead us in that pathway.
We're talking with Wyman Williams, the mayor of Commerce. And you mentioned new city manager. There's a search going on, and that's progressing.
Right. We were delighted to have 46 applicants. We have hired a search firm to help us determine the most qualified. That group has been narrowed down, and actually last week we started interviews. So we're excited about the quality of the applicants, and we hope to hire one soon.
Narrowed down to how many?
Down to three.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you do expect fairly quickly then you'll have...
sooner the better.
You have a person in that chair again. Right. Well, I was real interested here recently. I kind of felt like our news director, Mark Hazlett, scooped me a little bit because we have been on this program talking about the Tipitina's project mm-hmm. for a while and had kind of let that go because it didn't seem to be anything happening with it. But Mark was asking you about that recently, and there's a lot of interest in that project, and apparently there is a little flicker of life.
Oh, there's more than a flicker of light. The principal parties that control Tipitina's met with several of our city officials and have worked an agreement for beginning progress again on it to complete the project, and I think it's going to be a great asset to our city.
And this is a music venue and not in the sense of a concert hall, although I'm sure that you could have concerts there. This is the old A.L. Day Elementary building, but it'd be a place where musicians can work and have a place to practice.
Practice and record and be coached as to how to be successful in the music business.
And this is a non-profit organization that has been successful in Louisiana.
Correct. Several locations. It began in New Orleans, and its original intent was to provide a way to preserve New Orleans music, and it spread to several other locations in Louisiana. The closest one is in Shreveport.
So it's a foundation of sorts.
Yeah, it's a not-for-profit, yep. And this is their first venture outside of Louisiana.
So we'll be hearing more about that.
Absolutely.
Don't have much time, but real quickly, you got a nice notice from citizens complimenting changes at the animal shelter.
Right. We've recently changed the management of the animal shelter, and we had a citizen at the last meeting, Judy Grau, bring her rescue dog Shadow to the meeting, and I got to shake Shadow's paw, and it was kind of a neat deal.
Great picture. And you know, you'll take any praise you can get, right?
Absolutely.
It doesn't come along that often when you're the mayor. All right. Wyman, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you, John Mark.
Wyman Williams, the mayor of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.